The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland. I'm Art Silva, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm awesome. How about you?
Well, I tell you, the rain came down and it's coming down still, and we're going to end up having some sun and heat, and this is really a true sign of spring is coming.
That's right.
So that's going to be good, and it's on the way. You know how you can always tell spring? I don't know about you. Brenda, ever seen the first sign of spring? Somebody got a convertible down. And they got the windows up on the side. You know, that's always a come on, folks. Look for that first person out there. Said there he or she is. You know, pops out. Couldn't wait. Well, by the way, happy May. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. So we're going to have a great topic today that we think is going to help you. So with that, would you introduce today's guest and topic?
Our topic today is yoga and the benefits to mental health and what it can do for you. We have two phenomenal women, Lisa Corbett and Joanne King, who are yoga instructors for Breathe. And I'm going to kind of turn it over to them and, you know, what is so wonderful about yoga? Lisa, if you want to kind of take the lead.
Yes, well, so many, many benefits to yoga. Probably the cornerstone of yoga is breathing. We practice some mindful breathing, meaning that we're counting the breath in and counting the breath out to ourselves. All the breathing is done in and out through the nose, and we try to link that with motion, and it just is a great combination.
Well, let me preface, because I am completely blind. I don't know anything about this, so I tried to read up, and let me just preface the conversation that yoga has always been a practice of mental development, and for many in recent years, also physical, with the goal being to experience expanded consciousness and enlightenment. According to the first lines of the Yoga Sutras, the purpose of yoga is to still the turbulence of the mind. So yoga is more than a workout, actually. It's a combination of four components, like you mentioned, breathing practices, pose, deep relaxation, and meditation. Do you ladies want to share your thoughts on those areas?
Oh, hi, everyone.
This is Joanne.
Yes. hi, hello. I think that, like Mr. R just said, the four components of yoga is pose, is called an asana. So the movement of the posture, it's slow and controlled through the concise breathing. And the breath is a prana, is the most important part of the practice, because the deep essential breathing that moving the blockage in your body and purifying your body. Deep relaxation, you know, we work under the tension, we eat under the tension, even we stress, we sleep under the tension. So slow down and be at the moment, let's go within. And the meditation is the practice of the focus, concentration upon your breath, and bring yourself back to your present moment.
Wow, that's a lot. So let me come back to you, ladies. What are clients looking for? If it covers that whole area, what are yoga clients looking for?
I think clients are looking for just improvement in maybe their mental focus, thinking about building flexibility and strength in their bodies, just doing something kind for their body and trying to improve their mental wellness and their physical wellness.
Well, let me reintroduce my guest here. I'm Art Silva, along with co-host Brenda Geisinger, and our guests are certified yoga instructors Joanne Keane and Lisa Corbett. And you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well, and we're talking about yoga and the impact it has on your mental wellness. Joanne just briefly went through the four components of yoga. Lisa touched on the breathing practices. You know, I want to get to that point of deep relaxation. Now, if I were coming to you guys and I said, like you put the sign in your office door, do not disturb. I'm already disturbed. You know, it's one of these days. You just want to say, how do I get there? Yes. That would be my question. Deep relaxation. Let's talk about that.
Well, at the end of the yoga practice, after we've done the breathing and the physical movements, at the end it's called Shavasana. And that's where we all lie on our mats and we have a resting time. And also we're doing what we call is like a body scan, where we're going through the body saying, relax your shoulders, relax the arm, kind of doing that and just having a deep relaxation. And that's really the gift of yoga. Final stage of the yoga practice where it's Shavasana and you reach that deep state of relaxation. And it's just it's so beneficial. I think you sleep like a baby that night. So just so many wonderful, wonderful benefits to it.
Well, you know, earlier I mentioned that yoga was some consider it a physical type of activity. And it's really both. It's physical and mental. And it's just more recently that people have joined the yoga movement for the physical part of it, but it's much, much more than that. Joanne, your thoughts on that?
To me, is yoga and mental always go hand in hand, because through the breathing training in yoga poses, it will bring them to relax, reduce their anxiety, the anxious, because through yoga, the breathing training into yoga is reduce the anxiety. So that's why it helps and good benefit for mental and physical.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of these benefits in the second half of the show. I want to share with people some of the information that came out of a recent Harvard study. Let's just get one thing clear. Yoga is serious. Yoga is not a fad. Yoga is not a five-minute psychology. Yoga is something where you reach your own level. Yoga, you can be 20 years old and participate. You can be 80, 90 years old to participate. It gets right down to your willingness to say, hey, I want to do something about this. When we get into the benefits in the second half of the show, I think there's something that touches just about everybody. Yoga, it's going to sound a little profound, but yoga is good. So people have been doing it for a while. I'm learning a lot about it. I'm enthused about it. And as soon as I can, I plan to get into class myself, because the benefits just are just so great. You know, the meditation piece, is that like the cool down period after a workout?
Yes, that is the cool down, but the meditation is part of the breathing as well. And so really the meditation is going all through the class. You're just, like I say, counting out that breath to yourself, the long inhale, long exhale. And so you're really just trying to stay focused, almost like how runners get in that zone where they're running and they're focusing on that next step. And that's what we're doing as well. And just trying to stay in the moment, staying present.
Well, I want to spend a little bit of time. I know the two of you have known you for a while, and your backgrounds. And we had this idea of this Breathe Studio when we did the renovation of our family services building. We put in a yoga studio in there because of the connection it has with mental wellness. So along the ways, we built this program up, and our two certified instructors, we're so glad to have them, because they're coming up fresh out of the system. They know how to do this. They know what to do, and they're committed. So they've been here, and they've grown with us on this program. So we got a heck of an offer for you that I'm going to announce in the second half hour to really take advantage of a program that can really change your life. And that's what we're all about at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, changing lives. This yoga is contagious. If you don't know anything about yoga, come to the studio and learn. We've had people come in and just sit and observe and make sure. The instructors will gladly help you. If you have physical limitations, they'll let you know what you can do and what you can't do. So I've never seen people more committed to putting a program together, tying in the mental wellness of yoga. And what a perfect time to do it during Mental Health Awareness Month. So anything that Lisa or Joanne, you want to add about your background, what brought you to be an instructor in yoga?
Well, I've been practicing yoga for about 10 years and have just seen the benefits myself and enjoy sharing that with others. And gosh, your flexibility, your stability, balance. As we get a little bit older, those are the things that we lose. And so it's really great to keep working on them, to keep us healthy and upright and just staying well.
Yes. I have been meditation for 15 years over the dramatic event in my life. That's what I found meditation. And I just come to that realization that meditation is so much, most of our activities, behavior is start from the brain and the mind. And it helps me a lot. So I just realized that I take great pride and value about that. And it's honor for me to share with our communities about how that we can control our mind so have a much more about positive productivities and also healthy well-being for our communities.
As you can see, ladies complement each other very, very well. And we're going to coming up on our break right now. So it's the dawn of another beautiful day. So we'll be right back when things aren't going well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and experts say now is a good time to reflect, especially following the stresses related to the pandemic.
Boys and Girls Home is offering free yoga all month. Just contact the Family Services Breathe Yoga Studio.
Yoga has been proven to reduce stress, bring in awareness to your surroundings, and bring a sense of calmness and peace to yourself.
Classes are expected to fill quickly, so don't delay.
Call 293-4900 and ask for the Breathe Yoga.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and our guests Joanne Keene and Lisa Corbett. Let's continue our discussion on yoga and mental wellness. You know, recently I was reading the Harvard study and regarding the benefits of yoga. And I really think Harvard's pretty cool. You know what they're doing up there, smart people. Anyway, here are some of the benefits that they say come from yoga. First of all, reduced risk of heart disease. Second benefit, improved balance. Now, I don't know about you folks. I'm getting a little older. And steady as she goes there, matey. I got to tell you, it's a little unstable course. Improved back pain. Doctors, do you refer any of your patients to yoga? You know, there's a whole education, I think, that has to go on here. Where it's appropriate. You know, not if you've got a disc problem, where it's appropriate. It reduces depression, anxiety, and stress at every level. And study says that the decrease for diabetic medicine, it decreases your need for diabetic medicine by up to 40%. So, with all of those benefits, and I said a lot, I'm going to let our experts, Lisa and Joanne, tear it apart. So ladies, have at it.
Well, I would say as far as the component of mental wellness, even getting down to the basics of just all being together in a class, you know, we've been kind of cooped up for a few years and just the gift of being around other human beings and working our bodies, you know, together and working on our breathing. It's just there's a lot of benefit to that. Physically and mentally, just being together and practicing and doing something kind for your body.
Yes, and I would like to add after Mr. Art and Lisa too about yoga, is yoga is inexpensive, and they don't cause you side effect to your body, it's just by your breathing. And also is through yoga, practicing yoga is you will study about a guideline to align your body with your heart, with your mind. So the purpose is to guide you toward the balance of everything.
I think one of the unspoken things also about yoga is the learning, the breathing, and the meditation. You can really do that outside of the class. If you're really stressed or you're in a line at the grocery store and, you know, they're anxious and that stressfulness, absolutely, you can take that deep breath and just stay centered. And it kind of teaches you to do that at all times because you're practicing it in that class and learning how to be aware.
Yes. And the more you practice it, and just like you added that, you know, maybe you're feeling stressed out in a line or just with your day.
Driving the car.
Yes, yes. And you can just, you know, you always have that breathing available to you, mm-hmm, that tool. And the more you do it, the more you continue to do it. It just becomes a habit and it's just always available to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Well, I gotta tell you, we're seeing a lot of increases in road rage these days. Yeah. So maybe the judge ought to send them to yoga. You know, okay, you're going to yoga class. Get yourself under control. I'm joking there, but I gotta tell you, there's a lot of benefits for it. It's been around for a while. It's making a tremendous comeback, young and old. So we have a great program. We work with them. It's homegrown. You know, I go back to the old Baltimore Orioles. And why were they so successful in the early 70s? They homegrown their players. They took them from the minor league systems and brought them all up. I feel that we have a program here that developed this way, too. And I can tell you, the concern for the client from day one, from these two customers, these two instructors, I should say, has been fantastic. Elderly, you'd be surprised. We have the equipment. We have the blocks. We can do that. So even if you want to just get, your goal is flexibility. Your goal may be stress reduction or all of the above, but you know, this works. This is just great medicine. Well, we have a little gift for you, and Brenda's going to announce it. So Brenda, what's our gift for Mental Health Awareness Month?
So in recognition of the May Mental Health Awareness Month, Family Services really wants to reach out to the community and offer free yoga for the month of May, and really show that the mind and the body really connect together in how to improve your life. So come on and join us. And for the month of May, we're going to have free yoga for the community.
That's right. Free. Everybody likes free, you know, free. Free. Now, we just took the last obstacle out of your resistance to come to yoga class. This is free. And then Joanne touched on it. This, everybody, it's not an expense. It's not like suiting up for hockey. I mean, you got, that's a lot of money. It's free. We have the mats, so don't worry about that. The place is clean, brand spanking new, beautiful studio. And they're putting classes together right now. So if you would like to take advantage of this special offer, the month of May, free yoga, give it a try. Won't cost you anything but your time, but you'll be rewarded so much. You'll learn so much. You'll feel better. So if you want to do that, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You got to call 293-4900, 293-4900, and ask for Breathe Yoga. Just say Breathe Yoga, and they will put you in touch with Mary Pickens, who will make sure the information for the classes gets relayed to the instructors. So we're putting the classes together now, so this is a great opportunity to jump in there. Bring your friends. You know, maybe yoga with a friend. I think that works an awful lot, too. You see groups of people, and they're having fun. Adolescents, we welcome you. Moms, if you want to bring together younger kids, they're welcome, too. I mean, this is good for the mind, and the more people we can get out there, you know, feeling good about themselves, the better our community is going to be. And I don't think people looked at that a lot. So coming to class, well, any obstacles you got? No, we don't have daycare. But moms, if you want to bring your child along and they're interested in it, it's open. Age has makes no difference in yoga. And we want people to think that way. So come on, just take a little walk over. We're located at Indian Hills, the Family Services Building. That's on the second floor of the Indian Hills Building. It's Building C. You'll see it marked right up there. Drive up around back and you'll see a sign for yoga. Go in, come on in, enjoy the class. Give it a try. Give it one shot. We want to see what happens. We hope these classes fill up fast because we will be continuing this practice through the whole year. So, again, this introductory offer, come on in for free, and love to have you. And I think you really enjoy your time with yoga. Again, that number is 293-4900 and ask for Breathe Yoga. So please give us a call. Love to have you come in. Things are going very well. But right now, I'd say there's a lot of tension in the world. There's a lot of people you talk to that are just waiting for the other shoe to fall. This anxiety, you know, Brenda, with our children. We see our boys really fighting depression as a rule, and our girls really fighting anxiety as a rule. It's out there. You know, it's not going to go away. So the best that we can self-equip ourselves, and then at the same time, build ourselves up so we can handle challenges better, both physically and challenges that can come on. It improves your immune system. So we'll be doing things to improve our health. We're on a big push this year for yoga. Let's give it a try. If you haven't and you're not feeling well, give it a try. And then call us up and say, I'm still not feeling well. Then we'll see where we refer you to. Maybe Steinbeck's. Yeah. But anyhow, this is really good. It's something really positive. we just hope that people come out and respond to this. It's just using your mind and body and making that connection. Do you know that yoga improves nerve connections? Do you know that yoga improves, as people get older, their cognitive skills because their nerve connections stay connected? People, read up on this stuff. I'm reading up. You can hear my excitement in it. This is fascinating. So it just fits all the way through the body. It's what you want to get out of it. So we're offering the classes. They're free. Again, 293-4900 and ask for Breathe Yoga. Hey, the worst you can do is come in and meet these two lovely ladies. I mean, that's worth the time anyhow. So, and once you get there, they're going to say, yoga's good for you. So it's been really, really good. So, well, we're coming up on the end of our show for this week, and we want to leave you with a little humor for your mental wellness. So here's our weekly joke. Why does everyone love yoga teachers? They bend over backwards for you. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Joanne, Lisa.
Thank you.
Also, thanks to our listening audience. You guys are wonderful. Look forward to working with you. Hey, guys, you're missing out. I mean, this is the real deal. So get signed up for yoga. 293-4900. I want to give a shout out to all the moms and ladies. Happy Mother's Day. Oh. Brenda, woo-hoo. Lisa, Joanne, thank happy you. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Hey, moms, you guys invented, you know, multitasking. Didn't moms do that? They did a long time ago doing multitasking. So it's all good. So happy Mother's Day to everybody. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. And we'll welcome our friends Jennifer Jackson and Amy Block from Heartland Counseling Services and Catholic Charities, respectively. We'll discuss what's going on in Siouxland on the mental health front. I'm sure you'll find this show very informational, so please plan on joining us. Don't forget to do your homework this week and go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week and may the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.